All right. As we study the problem of goodness and badness in the world, we find out that we must be studying the second postulate because it is all that persists. If we have a situation which is very, very good, it probably was based upon a primer postulate which was bad. But do you know that you can't make a prime postulate which is a lie? If you'll just get the idea that there are no postulates, that you've made no postulates of any kind, that there are no postulates which have been made, now make a postulate. Now, can that postulate be a lie? Can that postulate be a lie? If you wiped out all postulates, you just said they don't exist, but you just laid them aside, you didn't even postulate them out of existence, now you've made a prime postulate. That can't be a lie. All right, now make a second postulate denying the one which you just made. That's a lie. Now, which one of these two is going to persist? The second one. And where's it going to get its power? From the first one. So we are trying to cure somebody who has been jilted. We're trying to cure him, and we would then have to get him to postulate that he was in love. And this young man rushes in, and he is all ecstatic, and his head is going around in circles because of this gorgeous, gorgeous creature that he's just fallen in love with, and so he's going to hawk his father in order to take her out. Just what would we process on him to save father? What would we process? We would process his dislike of women. You see, it doesn't matter what the prime postulate is. We're not going on the basis of badness or goodness. A consideration is a consideration. The first consideration, the prime consideration as we call it, cannot be a lie until it is denied or masked or changed by a second consideration while still existing. So you've got your second consideration there, which is the persisting one, and it deriving its power from the first one. This fellow says, I'm never going to fall in love. I'm never going to fall in love. I'm never, never, never going to fall in love, ever. And then he falls in love. Well, he gets it real bad, and this persists for a long time. And to audit it out, as I said, we would have to get him to postulate that he was in love. Now, do we mean reach back on the track and find out where we were going to get that? Reach back and straight wire it out? No, because there is no time. And all addressed to the past. Every address to the past and every address to the future, actually, is validating a lie.